This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
Just when you thought, man, so far I'm doing really well with this New Year's resolution to lose weight. Like an evil menace. Like a bird spotting its prey. Girl Scouts around the country are banding together to block your success and tempt you with those delicious cookies of theirs.
I mean, I love the little Girl Scouts. God bless them. They're adorable, but I can't make eye contact with them at the store.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
I just can't.
Yeah, so not only do they hold you hostage. Yeah. When you're just trying to get in the store and get out, just let me get my toothpaste and leave. But no, they hold you hostage because they want to ask you, would you like to buy some Tagalongs or Samoas? Or their brand new option, the Adventureful, a brown inspired cookie with caramel flavored cream and sea salt.
Does sound good.
They've now partnered with the food delivery service DoorDash to offer on-demand deliveries.
No, so you can get all the guilt in the privacy of your own home.
They're making it too easy to get what they're selling.
Man, I'm glad they're not going door to door. Because then that would be horrible, too. You're, like, telling them no at your door. Like, I never like to turn down a kid that's selling door-to-door. Because, that takes a lot of courage to do, you know? And so, but I'd buy everything they have.
I wouldn't put it past them, though, to put a lot of money into marketing so that's their brand is going to pop up every time you get on social media or any kind of website, and then they're going to plant that little seed in your mind.
It's crazy how high tech they've gotten too. You know, it's like I'm sure you could probably Venmo them cookie money. You know,
right?
It used to be a strict cash business. You know,
and
I think now it's like you're like, I don't have any cash. That's okay. You can Venmo me. What? I really need to get home. You know what? I'll have DoorDash meet you there. Stop it, okay?
Leave me alone.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we love our pets. We love them so much, and Betty Rock is a brand new kitty cat named Beans, Beanie Boo, Beanhead.
Buford Beans is his Christian name.
Yes, his God-given name.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he might be a little famous.
It's so true. So, recently, I was sitting down watching Dateline. I watch a lot of murder shows.
It's weird because you're a single lady. I wouldn't think that.
But it prepares me.
Okay, good
anyway,
idea.
So wow. I really love Keith Morrison. He's one of the hosts on Dateline. So Beans, I love it. So Beans, my cat, is sitting on the couch, but he moves up even closer to the TV. And I mean, he's just watching it like he's enthralled. So I take a picture of him and I tag Dateline in my Instagram story, thinking nothing of it, just saying, Beans enjoys it. Well, then they take it and they repost it. Dateline reposts it.
Beans is insta-famous.
I don't even know him anymore. I don't even know, should I get him an agent?
Yeah, you
I
should.
I don't know,
yeah.
A publicist?
You should feed him better, get him better food.
No, he's fine.
No. He needs to be treated. He needs to be pampered, obviously.
But it was just so cool to be noticed by NBC's Dateline. That's crazy.
And now a lot of people have seen the Bean Man.
That's right.
Yeah, so, okay. All right, well, that is relative fame. I mean, it's not like being in a movie for 8 seconds like myself, but whatever.
Oh,
I mean, I don't want to compare myself to your cat.
Please don't.
I can only imagine. I'm that shallow. I'm that threatened.
Moving on. My cat is famous because he was put on Datelines and he didn't commit a murder or anything.
Right.
He was just on the story watching.
Yet. And so I am curious, is your pet famous for something kind of like Betty's? I'll say pseudo famous. Famous, because not famous yet. No lines in that thing or anything. But
it's just a matter of time. Yeah, and I'm sure there's people out there that maybe you have a pet that was in a movie, maybe starred in a movie, or
a commercial. A local commercial is more likely.
Okay, that's possible. Or maybe a photo you you took was used as a marketing photo for a company.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, let's see if your pet is as famous as Beans. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's always the number to call to be on the show. Put that in your favorites, maybe, so you can get right through, especially when we're talking about pets, because people, like, jam the phone lines up because they have to talk about their pets. It's the best. And so let's get you in right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. How has your pet become famous? Like Beans. Has your animal ever become famous, Tony?
Yes, I had a Dalmatian. His name was Zach. His photo was used in USA Today, or USA Network's premiere of Backdraft.
Oh, a Backdraft. I love that movie. I think it was Kurt Russell in that movie, the fireman movie from years ago.
Yep.
Was this something that you chased after to get your dog starred in, or was this just by happenstance?
No, a friend of mine, the one who actually took the picture, worked with me at the fire department, and I guess he made the contact, or they contacted him and got the picture, and the spot where they're cooking in the kitchen, and they got the shaggy dog, and they asked, what do you have, something against Dalmatians? And when they broke for commercial, they used my dog Axe's picture, and kind of gave a little story about Dalmatians with the fire service.
Oh, that's kind of cool, man. I've heard they're not that smart. Like, they're really cool dogs, but I've heard they're a little light on the brain cells.
No, they're actually very intelligent animals.
Are they? You know what? That makes sense. It was a German Shepherd that told me that. They're jealous.
Yeah.
Ashley, for you, did you ever have a pet that became famous?
I did, but I did want to tell you, I think Beans is a great name. My mom has a cat named Beans, and I'm sure she loves him more than she loves this. But no, my cat Nugget, I entered him in a Halloween contest. I dressed him up as Flower, and he won. Which I was amazed because so many people have adorable pets. But he won $100, and I told him he couldn't have it because he lives in my house rent-free.
So he's earning his keep.
Exactly. I'm like, you got to pay for something.
Oh, it's absolutely. Expensive. Like, that doesn't even cover one vet visit, you know? So was this a one and done for Nugget, never been famous again?
No, I think I'm going to enter him again this next year.
Yeah, you are.
Fun. I think I'm going to dress him as a chicken nugget this time.
Oh, my goodness. From one cat mom to another, that is precious, Ashley. Do it.
Have you ever had a famous animal?
So my animal is not a pet per se. It's kind of a unique situation. We have beehives. And I took a picture of our queen bee on the honeycomb. I submitted it, and it was published in a Ranger Rick magazine. If you remember the Ranger Rick magazine, it's a kids magazine.
Oh, yeah. I totally remember that from years ago.
Did this give you more confidence to submit other pictures and maybe see if you could get into the entertainment business?
You know, not the entertainment business, but I have submitted, like, flower pictures and things like that to, like, Adobe stock photos. Yeah, it did give me more confidence, for sure.
Oh, like of a bee, you know, one of your bees on a flower?
Right, right.
That is unbelievable.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, that was lame.
Thank you.
So lame.
Way to go, Wally.
Appreciate that, but I don't deserve that.
You really don't.
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
ABC News chief meteorologist and happy up for anything anchor Ginger Z has a new book, but it's so surprising to hear her talk about her mental health journey in this book. And it's her second book, and she's kind of opened up more about this. She reflected on a photo of herself smiling wide, like from ear to ear. She sits at a desk in one of her first meteorological jobs at a local TV station in Michigan. And the photo was taken, though, not long after she had attempted suicide for the second time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, wow, that's crazy. And she says, you know, that picture to me says, here's a person who's trying hard to hide what she's truly feeling. It's one of my darkest points, you know, in my life and on my mental health journey. And my smile is so forced, and that's why it's so big. And you're like, oh, wow. Because, again, you never know what's going on with somebody just below the surface.
Well, and when you look at Ginger Z, you think she's got her life together.
That's
like
it.
Nothing bad could ever happen to her.
Yeah, and she says that she hopes that the takeaway from the photo and her talking about this is that, you know, the people who appear to be smiling and functioning in society at the same time can be seriously struggling. Mm-hmm. And because you're right, when you look at her on TV, you're like, she's got it all. She's working and traveling the globe and got kids and is famous. She looks great. Like, what could be wrong?
Right.
But beneath that, she's working through some serious issues, you know? Mm-hmm. And she says apparently, like, she struggled with this from the time she was younger. But it wasn't talked about, you know, in her generation, my generation. You just don't talk about
that. Right, and she's been given a platform where she can now, you know, talk about her own battle and hopefully give encouragement to someone else.
That's exactly why she talks about doing this and why she's being open about it. But she was scared, too, because, like, the judgment and the backlash. Mm-hmm. But her husband was like, no, it's, you've been given this opportunity, you need to use it. And so here are some tips that she had for maintaining her mental health, because you can talk about your mental health all day long, but if you don't do anything about it, then you're just stuck there. And so her tips were gratitude. Like that's so important. That's a biblical concept too, is living a life of gratitude. It will make you you know, it will help minimize some of those other things in your life. It says write down your thoughts, because writing them down takes away their power. I know, Rock, when you were struggling with anxiety pretty heavy, you wrote stuff down all the time.
Yeah, journaling just helped kind of take what the mess was in my head and kind of put it out on paper where I could read it better. Yeah.
And then recognize that what you're feeling in the moment is just a moment in time. Like, you're maybe not going to feel this way tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's
it can change. It just takes time. And that's the hardest part.
Absolutely. And then reach out for help. I mean, that's the thing. Talk to somebody and don't suffer alone in silence. And so there you go. I love that she's opening up about this stuff. And hopefully it makes a difference in people's lives. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And for me personally, I find those times where I'm really healthy, like in my prayer life, I tend to see God's provision more than when I am not, like in that constant communication with Him. You know what I mean? You tend to go, oh, I see you, God. I feel you in this situation.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened to me when we had an ice storm come through not that long ago, and it left the roadways very icy and slippery. So I'm here at the station. I'm driving home, and I'm trying to get home, and I get stuck on this hill. Like, I can't go any further. And like you said, I think when you're trying to build that relationship with God, maybe He opens your eyes to just being more thankful.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's being thankful for the little things. So I get my car stuck. I cannot move it. So I get out of my car, and it just happens that there's these two guys in 4x4 trucks. And I just say, listen, I can't move my car, but it's in a place where it's blocking everyone's path, and it's going to get hit.
Right.
And so they were able to coach me through how to get it to the side of the road and then push it for me. And had it been like you, Wally, or, you know, a little old lady, then I wouldn't have gotten it anywhere.
Can I just pause and hit the pause button for a second? Like, you, Wally, or a little old lady. You compared me and my ability to help you with a little old lady.
I think we're getting off topic.
No,
so
we're not.
What I'm saying
versus
is,
the two big burly 4x4 guys.
What I'm saying is I got my car in a safe position so that nothing would happen to it, and I was able to get home. And I see that as a funnier, silly way that God is providing for me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because you see the provision, you see the protection when you're in that communication in that place with God, you know, and I love that. I think it's great. And I have a feeling that there are a lot of other people, too, that have had that same type thing, those odd provisions from God that maybe you would have not noticed or it would have gone unnoticed in other times in your life. But man, when you're there and you're healthy in that relationship, you pause and you're like, man, God, thank you. And you're just thankful for the dumbest little things. Mm-hmm. I was literally on my way in today. I stopped and I was like, I was thankful for my health. You know, I was like, God, thank you. Just, I mean, I've avoided the Omicron, I've avoided all the stuff, you know, and I take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, man, thank you so much, because mm-hmm. there are, you know, it lets me keep doing this job, you
right.
know. And so that's what I'm curious about. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to get your take on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. What are those funny or unusual ways that you've recognized God's provision in your life? Kind of like Betty's ice guys out of nowhere. Not the little old lady and me helping her out, the ice guys.
Because I wouldn't have gone anywhere. Yeah. Like, my car would still be there.
855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now.
So, Natalie, how have you seen God provide for you, maybe in a silly way?
Well, so for me, it was more of like when I'm praying and I'm, you know, like Wally said, in a healthy prayer life, I almost feel like God speaks to me a little bit clearer. We have high-risk people in our family, and so I've prayed very, very hard. And at one point, I was breaking down, and I was asking God to please help keep my family safe. And in my prayer, I said, God, I just want to hear you. I just want to know that you're listening. And the next day, I work at a school, and I answered a phone call of a mom calling in her kid saying, you know, he's sick. And she, at the end of the phone call, she says, I just want to say thank you. And she said, and I just want to let you know that God is taking care of you, and he's taking care of your family. And I declare that you will not be sick, and you and your family will be healthy. And I just broke down, because I really felt that was God kind of confirming everything and kind of being there and providing for me and my family.
Do you work at a Christian school?
I don't. I work at a public high school.
See, that's even more amazing, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. to me, that really stands out, you know, because if you're in a Christian school, you kind of expect each other to speak this same language and, you know, the families to all be on that same page. And so to me, working at a public high school and having somebody confirm your prayer like that is pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for being on the show with us, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, so it looks like we have time for about one or two more of these. So do you have a funny way or an unusual way that you felt God has provided for you? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever seen God provide for you kind of in an unusual way, like Betty Rock did when her car got stuck in the ice, and then out of nowhere, two angels in 4x4s helped her get her car to the side?
Yes. So I was working my first big girl job. This was years ago. And I was at a point where I didn't know how I was going to eat dinner for the next 2 days. I mean, I had no money whatsoever. So I had been stressing about it for, you know, all day that day. And randomly, someone came up to me and was like, hey, you won the perfect attendance program. Here's a $30 gift card. And I had no idea that program even existed. And it just brought me to tears because, I mean, I had been so anxious and worried about it. And I didn't even have to worry about it. God provided, and it was something that I didn't even know existed. So it was just really, really cool.
That is awesome. And who knows, maybe it didn't even exist and somebody was just doing it to be nice because they had felt like God was telling them to do something. You just never know. My luck, I would have been really hungry and the $30 gift card would have been to like AutoZone. You know? We're like, yeah. I guess I'll eat an air freshener.
Luckily, it was a Visa gift card, so it worked out.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you probably heard the news that Bob Saget had passed away a little bit ago, and there's a lot of people that obviously that knew him that were upset by this, and he was a comedian, and it was one of those things that they call him kind of like America's dad, too, because he was on Full House, which you remember that show. Maybe you don't, I don't know. Maybe this was like a TGIF staple for our family. And then they went on to do Fuller House, you know, and stuff. So he was Danny Tanner on that show. And, you know, whenever a celebrity dies, it kind of it can tend to mess with people, too, you know, because you're like, man, they had everything. And what happened? And so when you hear that their death was not a suicide or was not a drug overdose, you're actually like relieved in a lot of ways, you know,
and kind of surprised.
Yeah, and sadly. Yeah, but you're like, oh, but that's actually a good thing. But I tend to like to remember people too. For in the way that they lived, you know, like if somebody was a comedian, the worst thing you can do is remember them sadly or somberly, you know, because that's not what they want. They want to be remembered, you know, with humor, you know. Like I severely hope, and I've asked Betty that, like at my funeral, will you do a roast? You know, like and just stand up, even if it's not planned, you just do it, okay?
I probably will have to beat people off that all want to speak.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, if we're doing a roast for me, and so in remembering the passing of Bob Saget, I was reminded of a segment we did on the show with the theme song from Full House when we had Danny Gokey and Christian artist Danny Gokey. We were playing Danny Gokey karaoke, and we were challenging him to sing parts of the different theme shows. Theme songs to different TV shows, and he busted out the Full House theme song and crushed it.
My light is waiting to carry you home everywhere you look.
Yeah, see?
I took you to church on that one. Jesus is Lord.
And we actually have a post about this as well.
That's right. When you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see it right there. You can see the video of Danny Gokey just killing it.
Yeah, and also a little bit about Bob Saget, too, in his life. You've probably seen a ton of commercials about refinancing your home because interest rates are so low right now. Hey, it's Wally, and you may have thought about this and thought, I don't even fully know what all the words they're saying mean. So my buddy Ryan from United Faith Mortgage is here to simply break down how refinancing your home works.
With the values of homes going up, you know, if you have a mortgage balance of, let's say, $200,000, and your value has increased to, say, $400,000, you have $200,000 worth of equity available to you. Now, you can only go up to 80% financing what the value of the home is, but you're able to take that money out of the home for whatever you may choose, whether it's paying off credit cards, doing home improvements, whatever it may be.
Is there paperwork? Yes, but I'll be honest, not as much as I thought, and United Faith Mortgage makes the process easy. And trust me, when you receive your check, it's all worth it. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
The other day, the University of Georgia defeated the University of Alabama in the college national championship. But the true highlight of this game happened right before the game when one Miss Natalie Grant performed the national anthem. And this is actually really cool. I think it was, I think Lauren Daigle performed in last year's championship game.
Oh,
so
wow.
We've got a string of these Christian female artists just crushing it. And yeah, well, like I said, like Natalie crushed it.
Here's a little bit.
And they're all
this is the big note you will always look for. The crowd cheers. She got the pop there. And the other big moment is, how did you end?
For the land of the free.
Head voice, thank you. Ooh. Love that.
And the hope of the brave.
Nice. That's a good representation. That's a good version. She used all the notes, added a couple extras in there, and killed it.
Yeah, and I think it's easy for us to judge her and be like, oh, she could have done better there. But let's...
Really? I never said that. Did you say that? Gavin didn't say that.
Nope.
Really, Wally? Honest, truthful. Let me quote
Betty.
Him verbatim when I say, Wally was like, oh, she had to take a little breath there. Oh, well, maybe next time.
Yeah, in the end, she lost her breath and had to take a little breath to set up for the last one.
You do it better.
Okay, so full disclosure, I did make that comment off the air. Yes. But it was a fantastic job, nonetheless. You're the worst.
Oh, man.
What else you got, Gavin?
And speaking of Wally-related ego things, I know it's dangerous to mention the movie I Can Only Imagine
and Mercy Me.
I was in that movie, you know.
We know! Everyone and their mom moms know because you told them, wrote letters, sent carrier pigeons.
My goodness. But they Mercy Me came out with a new song. And sometimes I feel like you're like, oh, yeah, of course they came out with a new song. Sure. It's just what artists do. But this new song called On Our Way was actually really significant because Bart Miller, the lead singer of Mercy Me, his son, who is a musical artist in his own right, was actually on this song with them. So you have this dynamic of Bart and his son singing together.
Yeah, that's really cool.
There's no fear that can bind you. There's nowhere hope won't find you. As long as we have hope, we have
kind of sounds a little like Bart, too. That's cool. Music is its own language,
yeah.
And I think that when you can share something like that with your kid and you speak that same language, it's really cool. Like, for me, comedy is that. When my daughter is, like, wicked funny, you know, like, I love it, and we can deconstruct when something is funny, mm-hmm. And I love those conversations.
Oh, that's a sweet moment to cover up the fact that you were belittling Natalie Grant earlier.
No, I did not. I made one comment that she lost her breath there, and you probably need to carry that through a little bit. That's it.
Yeah.
But hey, congratulations to Bart and Mercy Me and having Bart's son on the album. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And actor Nicolas Cage gets a lot of guff for the movie roles he tends to take from time to time because you're like, really? Did you need the money that bad? That does not seem like a good movie.
Sometimes that's the only way it seems.
I know. But it's hard to judge people's decisions.
That's true. And maybe sometimes he sees so much of that negative feedback that he needs some kind of therapy to get through it. Well, he admitted that karaoke is something he sees as his own version of therapy.
Because he's sang in movies before. Like,
he has?
Little pieces, but not good. Like, he's not a singer.
Well, this is a clip of him doing some karaoke singing Prince's Purple Rain, and it's not good.
Okay. That's on brand. Yeah. Ooh. Okay, we get it. That's bad karaoke. Okay,
he's having fun.
Yeah,
he's having
exactly.
Fun.
And that's how he sees therapy, to work through those negative or that bad mental state.
Okay.
He finds therapy and cheap therapy through doing karaoke.
Okay.
So I got to thinking, what are other methods of finding that therapy that maybe it gives you the outlet you need to work through some things?
Yeah. You're not on a couch with a therapist.
Which is not bad either.
I didn't say it was. Okay. Let's all dial back our sensitivities. Let's not transfer.
I just want to cover for you.
But like for me, woodworking is my therapy. Like I like to create something and I like to create things that I think are beautiful, and the time it takes, the problem solving, the alone time, you know, to me, it's the very therapeutic. It calms me down.
Now, ironically, you could probably save money with therapy if you actually did go to an actual psychologist.
Yeah, because wood's expensive. Yeah, all my tools are expensive, but you know what? That's too messy. I'd rather clean up sawdust than the sawdust of my life. So what is your therapy? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know what's that thing that you use as your outlet, if you will, to kind of balance out your life. 855-33-WAY-FM.
So, Arlene, what's that cheap way you have found therapy?
Oh, my goodness. Well, pandemic time really got me getting out all my tea sets and dusting those off. And I was like, okay, girls, it's time to have a tea party. And then we started painting. That's what I'm doing.
I'm real curious, Arlene. Dude, when you get into something like this, so you say dust off the tea sets and you bring these back out and then you've got to make tea. Did you find yourself going on that deep dive into tea, like in you learning more about tea and going like with special teas? Or are you just throwing Lipton in there and calling it good?
No, actually, that is one of my goals for this year, is to collaborate with other people who know more about teas, and definitely creative clean living is something that I'm passionate about. Yeah, I definitely want to collab more with other people who are doing teas and talk about teas at the tea parties as well.
And you want yours to be kind of uplifting, so you're not spilling the tea at the tea party, unfortunately.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Nice.
Betty Rock, what do you use other than regular therapy?
I would say that cleaning, organizing
is
a big time therapy for me. Yeah, if I'm feeling angsty, like I'm angry or just sad, it somehow just kind of gives me the ability to work things out in my head while keeping myself occupied.
I'm going to make you mad in the office one day, so you'll have to work some stuff out and clean our office.
Touche.
Mark, what is your form of cheap therapy?
For me, it's just a tank of gas. We have a old classic car, and whenever my day gets a little bit, little high strung, it's easy just to jump in that. And we live in a country and do a two-lane road for a half hour, and it puts you back to a time where thing wasn't so fast-paced and it was simpler.
I think the classic car is key in this, too, because you're right, you're tapping into a simpler time. The motors are simpler. The car is simpler. Everything is easier, and it kind of sets you in that mode versus just getting in like a modern hot rod and flying down those roads. It's like going back, right?
Exactly. With me, it takes me back to my childhood where everything was just easier. We belong to a group in Nashville, if you've ever heard of it. It's called the Music City Pharaohs.
Nice. That's a pretty dope name for a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, it is.
It's a car group that does a lot of charity work for MDA, for muscular dystrophy. So we host a lot of events.
That's cool. You can take something that you're passionate about and do some good with it. Well, Mark, thanks for being on with us today, man. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We've got our 21-day challenge going. This is where we're like, hey, why don't you listen to Way FM for 21 days straight and see what kind of difference it makes in your life. And we're not alone doing it.
I listen all the time at work in my car. And I agree with Wally about the difference you feel in listening to different music. Like him, I love me some 80s rock and roll. And I do listen to it every once in a while. But there is a difference and how you feel when you're listening. And I didn't really think about that until he said it. It's truly a ministry, not just a radio station.
It's true. If you're the least bit upset and We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister comes on, it feeds into that. Grace by like Phil Wickham or somebody, like it feeds into that. So your music can affect your mood and your mentality. And so I'm taking the 21-day challenge as well. And I do see like a little difference. And don't say really rock.
I didn't say anything.
I saw it in your face.
Wow. Someone's feeling a little odd. Okay.
I need more music. More
I guess so. Well, if you want to join the 21-day challenge like Wally's doing, text the word day to 91979. That's day, D-A-Y. And when you do that, you'll also get this sheet sent to you, and you'll get the information that we need from you just telling us about you so that you could enter to win a $1,000 gift card. I mean, who couldn't use some positive affirmation in their life through music, and also getting $1,000 put in your wallet.
For the heart and wallet. Yeah, there you go.
It's a win-win.
So if you want to join our 21-day challenge, like Betty said, super simple. Text the word day to 91979. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and Way FM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
For many Americans, losing weight tends to be the number one year New Year's resolution.
Sure.
And one well-known celebrity knows the struggle of how tough it is to stay on the straight and narrow, and that's the one and only Oprah.
Yeah, she's kind of gone up and down, and diets are hard, man. Like, I get it. Like, I've had my own ups and downs, and yeah. I'm kind of in an up now, looking for a down.
Well, recently she posted a video of herself cleaning out her fridge, getting rid of all those unhealthy options. And while also doing that, she did a plug for her for who she partnered with, she credits, to help keep her on track, and that is Weight Watchers.
And this is what WW does. It brings you back to center. It helps me stay on track, brings a level of awareness to what I'm eating, and that's what helps me close out the holidays, get back in control of how I want to live. So clearing out the fridge, no chance of one last piece of Gail's delicious bananas Foster birthday cake.
Yeah, I get it. I get you, girl. I feel you. I've done Weight Watchers, and I've had success with it. I've lost like 18 pounds with it before.
Wow.
But you have to stay in it. That's the thing. I hit the goal. I'm like, yay. And then, let's eat cake, you know.
Let's celebrate.
Exactly. Undoing everything you just worked so hard for. And so I've had good success with it. And I think it is good because you're watching your points. You're tracking things. And it does make you make choices about, is that thing worth it? You know, especially when you've lost like 5 pounds, 10 pounds. You're like, okay, is it worth it to indulge versus do I feel better losing the weight? You know, and so she's right to have it out of your house.
Exactly. You might want to take a pointer from Oprah and just get that leftover cake or pizza out of the fridge. Oof. Just throw it away.
I need Oprah to come to my pantry and just...
Oh, she'd throw away everything. There wouldn't be anything left.
There really wouldn't be. Honestly, there might be some pasta. Even that's not good for you. Yeah, there'd be nothing left, come to think of it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Rock, I want you to do something for me real quick.
Okay.
Rate on the show between you, me, and Gavin the most patient to the least patient person who you think.
Most patient would probably be Gavin.
Okay. Thank you.
Then me.
Okay.
Then you as the least.
I agree with that 100%.
You do.
I'm super impatient. I found myself, the older I've gotten, the more impatient I get about really irrational things too. and so like I know that this about myself, and I have to balance this out with times where I really am warranted to have impatience, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like I found this out. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I found this thing where it says most people get angry if they have to wait more than 5 minutes in a drive-through line.
Huh. 5 minutes, that's
doesn't
a long
it?
Time.
It's
like a long time.
Because it's the whole point of a drive-through line is that like it's supposed to be quick. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're in a long line behind people, like you got a lot of people, I understand it more because it's just a bunch of people pulled in. Because I know this, I can see a drive-in lane, a drive-through lane from 1,000 yards away, and be like, oh, good, there's no one in it. And in that 1,000 yards it takes me to get there, there'll be 45 people.
Well, and also I think. Chick-fil-A has spoiled us because they have their act together.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they usually have like people who are literally outside getting your order.
In the rain, sleet.
No. They're good at it, but it's the sheer volume of people that are there that like it wraps around the building.
Yeah, but they
it's
got the it under control.
Thing.
No,
they still get it done fast.
Yeah, it's done in 5 minutes, if not less.
The other day, my wife was like, hey, let's grab lunch real quick. Where you want to go? Chick-fil-A. I'm like, oh, okay. And I like acquiesced to it. But I thought it was later in the day, and I'm like, okay, fine, let's just go. And like later in the day is a little better. And then I look at the clock as we go to pull in. I'm like, it's 12:30. Wife, what are you talking about?
Oh my
you
word.
Fooled me.
Once again, back to the impatient person. Yeah.
Well, this is someone who's been stuck in a drive-through lane for over 30 minutes one time and was literally calling the corporate office of Panda Express to say that I had been abducted. Like that. I'm not overselling this.
You're being held hostage.
Yes, that is what I was literally getting ready to tell them. It was so frustrating. 30 minutes and I couldn't back up, and I was yelling to people out my window, don't come in here. Save yourself.
Maybe there was only one employee.
I was literally yelling, save yourself. And then the voice speaker comes on and goes, sir, we can hear you. And I went, great, let me out of this drive-thru. It was crazy. And so, okay, that's a drive-thru horror story. That is my drive-thru horror story.
You live to tell it. Such a hero.
And so here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to go positive with this, all right? Now, normally I would be like, tell me your drive-thru horror stories because I know they're there. But let's go a little positive.
Yay.
Let's be more patient. Gav is like, good, no tension. What are good drive-thru stories you've had, okay? Mm. Like, I know my McDonald's lady, Nubia, the best. Heart of gold. Love talking to that lady. Don't see her enough. because this body did what it did. Like, it's my fault, not hers.
It panned out like it did.
This is on me. Why I don't see my McDonald's lady more. So I am curious. Have you ever had like really good experiences? Maybe a drive-thru difference happened, or you know somebody did something kind for you, or you saw people being good in a drive-thru. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. Have you ever had something good happen to you in one?
Yes, I did. What happened is someone cut me off in Chick-fil-A, which I've been waiting at least 20 to 30 minutes. They cut me off. I laid on that horn, and I was so upset. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, listen, just calm down, let it go. I let it go. I get to the window, and the car that cut me off paid for my food. Oh, it touched me. It was awesome.
After that, your honk, instead of being like, honk, as they're driving off, it's like, honk, honk. You know, like, thank you.
Thank you.
Only regret I had, I didn't order more, right?
Yes.
Order more
food.
I only ordered a salad.
Yeah, they should definitely let you know if someone's paid for you ahead of your order.
Exactly.
So what's yours, Christina?
Okay, so Starbucks is notorious for long wait times. This is what they are, especially if you're in the drive-thru trying to get a cup of coffee. And you're getting super frustrated because they're in front of you buying six cups of coffee and it's taking forever until you realize that they paid for yours.
Yeah, I always feel so bad if I've gotten frustrated with someone and then they do something nice for you and you're like, oh, I just learned a big lesson today.
And then the best part is when you get to do something else for somebody else, because then you're not paying for your coffee and you could pass that on to somebody else.
Right there. Is exactly it. You get the opportunity to pass that on to somebody else.
I think someone needs to hear this lesson who isn't paying attention.
I know somebody that has been the recipient of a drive-thru difference before. Someone paid for their meal and they failed to pass it on. They were just like, thank you. And this horrible person just went on with their day. It's
just
not
drove
me.
Off.
It ain't Betty.
I was one time at Chick-fil-A. I was 22. It was like my first time in
age
town.
Age is not a thing here.
Because I'll hear excuses.
You were raised well. Your parents are good people. They raised you well.
I think the worst part was that I probably had like a $50 Chick-fil-A gift card in my pocket, and I was like, oh, cool. I get to save that for next time.
Oh, you're the worst.
I know.
Yeah, I think you're obligated to. Like, if someone pays for your meal, pay for the one behind you. Sometimes it works out great. Like, I paid for Gavin's one time in McDonald's, and he got like one thing, and so then he learned and decided to pay for the people behind him, and it was like a construction truck that was getting food for everybody.
Like 10 times more. My $1 burger.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is the Wally Show. The regular news can be a little heavy, so we do a little thing called Good News Giddy Up. Three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better. Good News Giddy Up, Betty Rock, let's start with you.
A woman in Canada, she put a box on top of her car. It was full of her grandparents' old love letters, but she drove off forgetting she had put that box on top of her car. Yeah.
Air mail.
Yeah, but thankfully, a random guy found that box on the side of the road and was able to track the woman down to get the letters back to her. That's good news. But on top of that, the guy recognized the family name on one of the letters and realized the two of them are third cousins.
Well, that's weird.
Right?
That, and they didn't know it beforehand?
No.
That's super strange, but kind of cool. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
The late Maya Angelou became the first black woman to appear on U.S. currency this week. The government just minted a new quarter with George Washington on the front and Maya on the back, and they went into circulation on Monday, so we should be seeing those soon.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I guess they couldn't take him off of the thing.
No.
But putting her on there is good. I'm curious, like, they could, like, why don't you do one special quarter just with her on there, too? She don't need no man. Come on. And then finally, there was a guy who owns two pizza joints in North Texas, and he co-founded a charity to feed people who can't afford to buy it. So he actually has a sign on the window that says, anyone can come get a couple slices, no questions asked. And in case the staff doesn't treat them with respect, he says, call him directly, and he has his personal phone number on which is really cool. But I think what's really cool about this is where it stemmed from. He was homeless himself at one point, and his mom told him to never forget where he came from. And so he, in her honor, when she passed away, he was reminded of that and started this paying it forward for example.
That just goes to show how you can turn a negative into a positive.
Absolutely. And the power of our words that, like, a mom has, you know, in your life too. So there you go. That's your good news. Giddy up.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.